Take yourself back.
18 minutes to 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. You know who this is, Whitey?
This is the NKOTB.
NKOTB. Commonly referred to as New Kids on the Block.
Who was the most famous New Kids of the Blockman?
Well, I think Donnie Wahlberg was, but only because his brother went out to be the main man.
So there was no real sort of...
I don't think there was
like a Timberlake that had emerged or a Robbie Williams that emerged.
No, you know what? This bloke, well, the person who's having a birthday today, is probably the biggest of them all. Matty Stewart's, speaking of biggest of them all, biggest personalities around here. He's joined us. Matthew.
Careful.
Personalities, I said.
Reference. Yeah, talk to you. Sounds like something you'd listen to at a yoga class, that's all.
This?
Not that I attend yoga classes. Pilates.
You do Pilates, yeah. So Jordan Knight, he was probably the most famous, outside of Donnie Wahlberg, who didn't actually do anything, he just had a brother. Jordan was probably it. He was the main man, main vocalist for NKOTB through the time.
I really don't like this song.
No, it's a horrible song. But
I could see you dancing to this, though.
Oh, no, I'd
with your stussy pants.
I'd absolutely nail this.
Happy pants sort of.
I'd be getting invoices from nightclubs for scorching their dance floors. That's what I'd be getting.
You need to, because I reckon you've put on a couple of kilos.
You reckon?
Oh!
It might be the puffy jacket. Well, we just, I reckon as I'm...
We're
I reckon
just talking.
We're yin and yanging. I reckon I'm shedding and you're partially gaining.
Well, I'm not actually sure the reality of that or not.
This is a real song.
But I still fit in my clothes. So.
Is this a 16 minutes to 7 awkward moment?
What sort of is when, you know, I came in with big personality and you've just gone the full-on attack, which is a bit aggressive and assaultive. Jordan Knight's having a birthday anyway, you big fat pig. he's a member of NKOTB, or he was back in the old days. That was 1989. There you go. I'll give you a ballpark year. Jordan was a member of the band in 1989. They had that big hit with that song, Step by Step. How old's Jordan Knight today from NKOTB, Matthew?
Oh, I wasn't ready. I was thinking, I don't know.
That's the idea.
40.
You don't even want to play today. You're not focused.
I'm need you distracted.
I need you to focus. Adam, how old is Jordan Knight?
By that answer. It's got my head spinning.
It's are they more recent than I'm giving them credit for?
You weren't listening to what Daniel said, perhaps.
You weren't listening. You're too rattled by your aggressive confrontation.
54.
Oh. Now, see, this is what we need. This is man, an educated man who understands the concept of what we're doing. Like, we include you in this stuff to try and improve your profile.
I don't know why you do.
Just trying to improve your profile, get you out there to some listeners.
Yep.
We're trying to help, and this is what you do. You come in, you say 40. Couldn't be any further. 12 away you are. He's 52. You're in the window, Whitey, but he's 52 today.
Saved by Whitey, though, because we're a team when it comes to this, so we're generally correct.
You know what we need? We need to send Matt down to Dean Lester School for a week just to get into the ballpark of how to play this game.
Yeah, Dean's pop culture is Dean's other thing, and lavish stage musicals and pop culture and horse racing. So that's why he was the Trivia Night King.
He's a god around here for the birthday bulletin. Other birthdays today, Enya.
Talk about yoga music.
I'll chime in with Enya.
She's 61 today. No, you can't play.
Me down when I was about to say just over 60.
Damn it. Tony Roach is having a birthday today too. Aussie tennis champ. Great coach. He's 77 today. Sugar Ray Leonard's having a birthday today. He's 66. Sean Hart, Norm Smith medalist, is 51
What number
today.
Did he wear?
He wore the number which got him a Norm Smith medal. I don't know, 30-something?
Yeah.
32.
Very good.
Yes, that's how you play the game, man. Who else have we got? Alan Richardson. Richo, former St Kilda coach, these days dominating.
What number did
Melbourne,
he wear Collingwood?
13. 57 is Richo's age today. Andrea Corr from the Corrs. Now, I could have easily just gone down the Corr.
She was the one.
I could have easily just gone down there because we know. You know,
there's about 28 Corrs. There always one of them seems to be.
Andrea was always just a little step forward from the rest.
Because she was the lead singer.
The sisters were very jealous of Andrea.
Well, they would have been. She's 48 today, is our girl Andrea, my favourite one. Passenger had a hit with Let Her Go in a couple of years ago, 10 years ago, 8 years ago. Well, he's 38 today. And on this day, the Melbourne Football Club, the oldest club in the country, was incorporated at the Bryant's Parade Hotel in East Melbourne, 1859. That's a long time ago, isn't it? Long time. Matthew, good morning.
Morning. Sugar Ray Leonard, just on that, I don't follow boxing at all. Don't even like it. but I watch more Sugar Ray Leonard docos than any other doco on YouTube, because there's just something about Sugar Ray Leonard, the little Ali type thing. You've been a Sugar Ray man?
I'm a Sugar Ray man.
With Tommy Hitman Hearns and all these other things?
I'm a Sugar Ray man.
Unreal.
Oh, yeah. Because he's a great specimen.
And a physical specimen. Gentle figure. Like when you hear him talk, like he could be like a pastor or something. Pastor.
Or a linguine.
Exactly.
Or a rice dish.
You said something this morning that made me laugh on the way in, because, you know, those modern day terms that you hear that you'd have to explain to someone not of the modern age?
Yes.
When you said something popped up on my feed?
Yes.
I had visions of people from 100 years ago going, well, what was it? Like a worm or something? And it reminded me of Ron Reed and me.
Ronnie Reed.
Ron and I used to go on these lunches late in our time at the Herald Sun before the thing came down. We went to a restaurant in Bay Street, Port Melbourne, called Dalmatia or Dalmatian. And we got our meal. He was a crafty old bugger, Ron, right? So we got our meal, and they must have pulled the olives out on the little olive bowl from a gigantic bowl of olives at the back, and there was a worm on the olives, which can happen. This is no knock on the restaurant. This can happen. But I said, Ron, there's a little critter on the olives. He said, I'll take care of this. Call the manager. So 10 minutes later, we got our meal for free. We had this idea, but we never executed it from that moment of having a little worm as an accompanying friend and just toss it on whatever. So his eyes lit up. I was like, for crying out loud, do we eat the olives? And he's like, opportunity.
You journos. You newspaper journos.
He was tight too, Ron.
Arsenal 2-0, by the way. Sorry, Newcastle 2-0 over Arsenal. That's big news for Tottenham fans. That's over, that game. No points for Newcastle. Sorry, Arsenal. What have you got for us, Matty?
We had an interesting chat to, there's a super young jockey who's just going places. Her name's Alana Kelly.
Flying.
And she's just so focused and stoic. And we had a chat to Dwayne Dunn yesterday about this transition that a lot of young jockeys do from claiming 3 to 1.5 to 1, and then they lose their claim and they get lost in the wilderness. And just curious about how this does happen around the sporting world. But this is what Dwayne Dunn said when I said, what would you advise Alana about this difficult next stage of her career? Not a word of caution, but if there's anything you could say, and you probably could say it to her directly in a minute, to Alana Kelly about this next phase of her career, what are the things she has to be mindful of? What are the potential pitfalls?
I think it's the complacency of sitting on your hands and think you're good, instead of looking back at how you got there and how hard you worked to get there. Now that you are there, you have to work twice as hard as what you did the day before. And
I don't think Alana's any problem for that, because she's just she understands it. She understands that there is a crossroad that a lot of, like Bo Mertens, he's back now, but he was fighting out premierships with Craig Williams as a claiming apprentice, and then he got lost for 2 years because that step was too hard. And
so what's the step? What makes it harder?
From junior to senior, it's when they're a claiming apprentice. Everyone wants them because they can claim.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the claim goes, they're on their own 2 feet. They haven't got the extra advantage of taking weight off. And it's just that extra maturity of, you know, you're a kid and you're sailing along and everyone wants to use you, then all of a sudden it gets harder. Can you knuckle down and get through that next period, or do you sort of get lost in the wilderness, as Dwayne Dunn said? But it's so common, isn't it, Whitey?
No, absolutely it is.
The Jack Watts scenario, a little bit, superstar young footballer, can you actually knuckle down and make it? And all those golfers, there's a million golfers out there who hit the ball exactly the same.
Yeah, that's right.
Junior golfers, but what is the quality? And in footballers as well, you know, like there's a million superstars, but that transition, how many actually get through that gate and make it? And what is the quality that it's just, what is it with the footballers? That what takes the superstar junior to the superstar senior if all the physical attributes are there? It's obviously above the neck, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, some are just animals. Some are just different beings. They're wired differently. That's the key, I reckon. You're just wired different. You can be as talented as you like and you work as hard as you like, but in the end, you've got to want to kill them. You've got to want to eat everyone and be the best. And it's a mindset. It's a
Does
totally
it go against most human natures? Like most human nature? Is it is it a rare trait?
Yeah, I think it is overall. Yeah, I think you're different gravy, and that's why the greats are the greats. Physical, talents and capacity aside, I think the difference between a great player, an all-time great and a really good player, is the way they think about it. And they're wiring mentally.
Mm. And the golfers fascinate me because we've all played with a guy who's the club champion at the age of 17 and you think, no one can play better than this kid. There's no such thing as anyone, but there's 50 million of those on a scrap heap, isn't there, Wyatt?
Well, I think from a golf perspective, it's more mental than any other sport.
It's not about the swing necessarily.
No, it's not. It is about the swing, but it's about the ability to execute under pressure. And like we were talking about this earlier, Half and I played golf with Matt Griffin on Friday, and Matt's a good friend of the program. And, I can't, at times I can't understand why he doesn't go better than he does. Now, he's still a really good player, and he's a very successful player in Japan, but you watch him play, and it's a bit of a knockaround, so the pressure's not there, and he was pretty disappointed with the way he played the other day, and he shot 71. Now, if he shot 71 in the first round of the Australian Open, he'd be pretty happy with that. But it's that whole thing about, okay, when you need to make an 8-foot putt to make the cut, or when you need to make a 6-foot birdie putt to rocket up the leaderboard, have you got the mental strength to do it? And I think, that's potentially different to a team sport because it's all on you. Whereas
you can hide a bit in a team sport,
I think you can hide a little bit.
Not too sure. Not for long.
Not for long.
Not for long.
Yeah.
But you can be your errors or your inadequacies or your weaknesses can be masked by your teammates a bit.
Yeah, but if that continues, you're not there for long.
You're a cog in the wheel too, aren't you?
You'd be a little clogger before you
but,
know it.
But as a jockey, it's a bit like a golfer, is that you've got no one to blame except yourself. Like, it's on you. That if you take the wrong run or you go too hard too early, all those sorts of things, there's nowhere to hide as a jockey. So strength is as much about it, I would imagine, as physical strength.
Now, we're going to get to a break very shortly, Matthew. Anything else for us?
Yep. Brian Kruger is joining Michael Falgate for an extended chat this morning, I think from 8:30 or from 9. No, from 9. And this is all this stuff going on at the moment regarding things that may or may not be interlinked. You know, the Caulfield 2 tracks, the holding pattern with Sandown, this Project X in the north, the fact that overwhelmingly the participants and the stakeholders have a real issue with this idea of a second track at Caulfield, but will they plough on anyway? So it's going to be a really interesting chat. Probably listeners might want to chuck in a few comments on that thing.
The SMS machine.
The SMS machine. Yep.
Send it through. That's going to be interesting a little bit later on this morning. Always a pleasure to see you, Matthew.
Thanks,
you
boys.
Look felt and healthy, as opposed to the aggression you came in with.
Thanks, lads.
This is a real shot across the bow for you, wasn't it?
This is Andrew.
Maybe you need
this
to be.
This is Andrew. Andrew. Cool. This is
Andrew. And the other calls.
All the calls. All the calls. Andrew's our favourite, though. Happy birthday, Andrea. The early mail coming up after this. We've got cash in our pockets after yesterday. We'll